There were a few really fun results out of the GOP runoffs Tuesday for Texas conservatives. One of those was the defeat of incumbent State Rep. Doug Miller of New Braunfels. Miller was one of Speaker Strauss' committee chairmen and was once chairman of the board of the Property Rights Attacking Edwards Aquifer Authority. He was defeated by outsider conservative Kyle Biederman and by a wide margin in HD 73. The Texas scorecard sums up the now-defeated Miller history this way. Miller won his office by launching a visceral campaign against former State Rep. Nathan Macias, a movement conservative and supporter of House Speaker Tom Craddock. Funded primarily by opponents to school choice reforms, Miller defeated Macias and joined the coalition government of liberal Republicans and Democrats that support sitting House Speaker Joe Strauss. And in Baytown-centered HD 128, another incumbent and Strauss chairman appears to have been beaten by an outsider conservative. Unofficial numbers show that Briscoe Kane beat Representative Smith by 23 votes. We'll have to wait and see if that holds up. In Frisco-based HD 33, conservative John Keating narrowly lost by 99 votes. And in East Texas HD 5, conservative Cole Hefner beat establishment candidate Meisenheimer to hold the open seat for conservatives. For me, the biggest surprise of the night was not that Representative Susan King lost the Senate race, but that she lost it by such a huge margin of over 22 percentage points. King did carry her home county, though. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.